Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good morning, Dermot Whelan here. I'm sitting in for Oliver this week. It is Tuesday, 23rd of September, and I'm with you until 10 a.m. Let us know what you're getting up to today. You can text in the usual way, 51551. You can WhatsApp us on 0870 32 32 32, or you can send us longer thoughts by email to oliver@rte.ie. Sure, we've a cracking show for you this morning. We're going to be talking to Dylan Moran. I'm very excited about this. He's one of my favourite comedians, a Navan man, and he's the man behind the iconic Black Books, who has had an eclectic year so far, exhibiting his artwork and making his Shakespearean acting debut with Ralph Fiennes directing, no less. He has a busy month coming up with back-to-back tour dates all over the country, which is good news for you because you're going to get to see him live. So Dylan will be joining us in about 10 or 15 minutes, and we'll also be turning once again to the world of treachery and deception with the Traitors on the eve of the show finale tonight. It is so exciting. Although last night everybody was crying. We're going to be speaking to the murdered and the banished from last night's episode. The usual spoiler alert if you haven't caught up on the player just yet. Plus, before the end of the show, going to be chatting to Mike Hanrahan from the legendary band Stockton's Wing about his work in the area of dementia. Really interesting, and how making music for patients is giving him the greatest buzz of his life. So all that to come. Big show for you today. But look, there is a lot of stress around, and a lot of it is coming, I know, from global events, cost of living. Why are they all being so mean to each other on the Traitors? But there is another pressure that a lot of us are feeling at the moment, and it's building with every day that passes, people. Trying to get your child into Irish college. Yes, all across the country at the moment, parents are a crilla hogla as their trembling hands hover over their laptops, ready to pounce as soon as websites open for Gaeltacht places dotted around the island. The stress of it. The pressure is real because you know, if you don't manage to get your child into the Irish college of their choice with absolutely all of their pals, because they all just die if they don't all go to the same place, you know you will never hear the end of it. And competition for places is crazy. And the stress of getting them that place is like trying to get Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter and Late Late Toy Show tickets all at the same time. Anyone who's going through it, you know what I'm talking about. Right now there are parents at work in offices running past the printer screaming, I need to be online for Aran Moore, cancel my meetings. Because they're usually at times when you're actually trying to get other stuff done. And if you manage to get your name in for the Gaeltacht school of choice, it's not a guarantee of a place. It's just an expression of interest a lot of the time. And then you have a wait more stressful than Jimmy Kimmel's last 48 hours just to see if he actually got in. There's layers of bureaucracy. And of course, all the thoughts then swim through your mind, don't they? What if we don't get them in? What if they get in but not their friends? Or the other way around? What if they get in and realise my child can't speak Irish? Or even worse, what if they call me and realise I can't speak Irish? Ooh, fossuck. It's enough to cause a national tinniskeen, lads. But you can't pop a paracetamol anymore or Trump will have you arrested. Bear that in mind. Now, you may think I'm exaggerating about all of this, but there are real consequences if they don't get in. Your teenager may not speak to you, so no change there. They might never know how to do the Siege of Venice or Ballymoney while a man with a microphone roars, Ishtach! Amach! Ishtach! Amach! At full volume. These are important things, milestones in our lives. I mean, you could have a moping teen hanging around the house for the entire summer if this doesn't go well. And maybe, worst of all, they may not get to experience their first kiss, because for many, the Gaeltacht is the place where we first get to lock lips with someone. Certainly judging by the Oliver Callan team here, the absolute lushes, they were all at it. We were having a chat about it this morning, myself included. In my case, it was with in Rossmuck, Egonamara, out the back of the Hollachiole with a girl called Deirdre from Clondalkin. Oh, I remember it so clearly. Deirdre, who was so much taller than me, I think she was experiencing different weather conditions. You know that height differential at that kind of age 12 or 13 where the girls are way beyond the boys. So yeah, I do remember straining my neck. So good luck. More to any parent caught up in the Gaeltacht frenzy right now. And Deirdre, if you're up there, I hope you have all us on down earth wherever you are in life. Any Gaeltacht experiences you'd like to share with us, French kisses or otherwise, 51551 or 087 032 32 32. Let me know if you've any special memories from the Gaeltacht. Elsewhere, outside of Ireland now, Jimmy Kimmel's late nightmare is over. You may have heard this. Fellow late night hosts Stephen Colbert and Seth Meyers were among prominent names welcoming Jimmy back after ABC lifted his suspension last night. Colbert described Kimmel's return as the end of the long national late nightmare.
It's always nice to start the show with some good news. Well, just a few hours before we taped this broadcast, we got word that our long national late nightmare is over. Because Disney announced that Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to air on ABC tomorrow, Tuesday night. Come on! Woo! Woo! Yes, sir. As well as should be. This is, I just couldn't, this is wonderful news for my dear friend Jimmy and his amazing staff. Woo! That he gets into the show.
All very happy about the competition coming back on the air. Such a bizarre time. But Jimmy Kimmel Live, of course, was removed indefinitely from TV schedule last week by ABC over the host's comments about the political response to the arrest of Tyler Robinson, the suspected gunman accused of shooting conservative activist Charlie Kirk. And I guess by removed indefinitely means actually it's a few days. US President Donald Trump celebrated Kimmel's axing a few days ago, calling it great news for America. But in the last day, ABC's parent company Disney said, "We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday." With the impact the Kimmel suspension had on Disney stocks and reports of people cancelling subscriptions left, right and centre, one would wonder if that had anything to do with the decision. But there's no mention of that in their statement. Seth Meyers is host of Late Night on NBC. He also talked about Kimmel's impending return and the massive national backlash to Trump's crackdown on free speech, even among conservatives. Meyers was eager to point out that comedians make jokes about Trump because, well, simply, he never stops talking.
The point is, we make jokes about politicians and people in the news, including Joe Biden. It was just harder with Joe Biden because he didn't say much. You, on the other hand, talk all the time. You never stop talking. You didn't stop talking when he was president. You've talked more than all the other presidents combined ever. People say Johnny Carson didn't make this many jokes about politics, but he would have if every time he spoke, Ronald Reagan did 15 minutes on how toilets don't flush well anymore.
He has a point. Not everyone was pleased by Kimmel's impending return. However, Andrew Colvett, a spokesperson for Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA organization, claimed that Disney and ABC caving did not come as a surprise to him. And former Fox News host Megyn Kelly said, "Must be nice to be a leftist. Cancellation lasts 5 nights and you're right back under lights. On the right, you're underground." By Monday afternoon, hours before Kimmel's return was announced, around 400 celebs, including Jennifer Aniston and Meryl Streep, had signed an open letter denouncing ABC's decision to take the late night host off the air. So there was a lot of pressure coming on ABC and Disney. I have to say, I just miss when talk show hosts just told jokes. You know, that was a good time. And they didn't get so serious about politics. I mean, obviously, you're going to make a few wisecracks, but they seem to have just got very serious about it all. Remember like Dave Letterman and Jay Leno back in the day? Just be funny, you know? It's almost as bad as comedians getting into mindfulness. Last night, I disappeared down one of those YouTube rabbit holes. I bet you've been down it for yourself. You know, they tend to happen late in the evening, you know, when you're promising yourself that you're going to go to bed early for once, and then you go down the rabbit hole, and then you go to bed cursing yourself, saying, I told myself I was going to bed early. But actually, last night, I was delighted because I got lost down a brilliant warren. It was a Smashing Pumpkins one. You know, there's certain bands from certain times in your life that just bring back memories and feelings. And I ended up taking out my old vinyl and CDs and giving them a spin. And the sound of this band, I think, is still so unique. Billy Corgan's voice, I don't think, has ever been matched in terms of that amazing tone shifting and mildly menacing quality his voice had. So I thought I'd bring you down the rabbit hole with me today and play some Smashing Pumpkins. 51551 for texts. Oh, that's class, isn't it? Smashing Pumpkins. Something about the sound of the snare drum on that song just gets me every time. A text says, I had seen Billy Corgan solo a couple of times, so finally got to see the Smashing Pumpkins for the first time last year in the Three Arena. Best band of the 90s. I know, for me, it'll always be the soundtrack of my J1 when I was driving around New Jersey in a dry cleaning van, because they're the kind of jobs that you get. And I left the door open one day and all the clothes were flying out the back. Good times. Coming up in a couple of minutes after the break, I'm going to be talking with Dylan Moran, the Navan man who has had an eclectic year so far. He's been exhibiting his artwork. He's been making his Shakespearean debut. And he's had a busy month, or he has a busy month coming up with back-to-back tour dates all over the country. He's on the way after the break. Here's a little clip of Dylan in action.
You look at the shower ads where they're selling you the shampoo and you dream of being like these people. But you can't be. They're selling you a positive body image. You see, if you buy this, you'll have that, but you won't. You've seen images of yourself in the shower. You know you don't look like those people, those sexualized pieces of caramel squeezing themselves. You know what you look like in a shower. You look like a pig in a typhoon in a phone box.